Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.
If there's a place you gotta go, I'm the one you need to know. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map. If there's a place you gotta get, I can get you there, I bet. I'm the map. I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map.
Big old explosion. Some like confetti goes off.
Just keeps getting better.
Wait, have we started yet?
Yeah. We're rolling.
If you can guess what movie that line's from, then props to you guys.
What was that again, Josh?
I forgot it now. something to do with like confetti and explosions. It's actually from it's from
probably too meta.
No. It's from School of Rock.
Yeah,
that was a good movie.
That was a good movie.
That was a very good movie, but I don't think there was a lot of people that knew about that. but anyways, welcome back to MAP, the Mad About Pop Culture podcast, where we talk about all things movies, TV shows, comic book, pop culture, you name it, we'll talk about it. I'm your host, Sega Singh. Joining me today is Squishy Joshy, a.k.a. Joshua.
What's up, everyone?
And rounding off the triangle is Mr. TD from TD Project, a.k.a. Tempo Drummer, a.k.a. the guy that drives the red and yellow doored car, a.k.a.
Hang on, back up a step. Triangle.
Yeah, I was about to say, rounding off the triangle, you're making us sound like the Illuminati.
It's Lawrence, guys.
Play the soundbite for the X-Files theme.
I'm still hung up on triangle.
I thought, I might just spice it up. And
good shout out for my car, though. Yeah,
spice it up. What is this, a food group? Triangles now.
Hey, we're talking about foods and shapes, all right?
Oh, yeah.
If you ever want to do a podcast about my car, we might set that up one day because lots of stories.
Very interesting stories.
And your old car.
Oh, yeah, even more stories.
So many stories.
See, I don't like to fix the cosmetic damage because all the cosmetic damage is a story. Every scratch, every different color panel, that's a story.
Yeah, it's a battle scar. It's like a battle scar, you know? Yeah.
That's deep.
That's what it is, you know?
Yeah.
These battle scars.
Okay, Guy Sebastian. Remember when that guy had
the afro. The fro.
Yeah. Bring him back.
Yeah.
He is back. He is doing something.
Lee Harding's where it's at. Remember that guy?
Was that the wasabi guy?
Yeah, Wasabi.
Yeah. So hot.
That song's a banger, mate.
Wasabi.
Oh, you know what we should sample for our next DJ set?
Mm.
Mark Holden going Touchdown.
Oh, yes.
You know, I've actually been wondering what's happened to Mark Holden and Dicko. Like, what are they doing now?
At Marsha Hines.
Nah, aren't they just retired? Just let them be.
Are they retired now?
Probably.
Because like, you never hear about them. Like,
you never hear about them. Stuff.
They're probably just doing their own
thing. Like, celebrities, like, they got money. They can just stop when they want and just, like, chill.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. They'll do whatever they want and get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kyle and Jackie.
Oh, don't get me started on Kyle and Jackie.
Those guys are crack ups. Those guys are crack ups.
Well, I remember when my car had a working radio and I used to listen to them.
They're all right. They're all right. Anyways.
It's no Hamish and Andy.
Nah, Hamish and Andy were the best. I still listen to their podcast. They're amazing. A podcast? Yeah, their podcast is pretty cool. It comes out weekly.
We should collab.
Collab.
Yeah, I'll ring them up.
All right. Tell them we're number one on the Bing search.
Hey, man, we're number one. You got to take it where you got to take it.
We're the loosest podcast.
So. The loosest podcast.
What does that even mean?
Who knows what that means, but anyways, guys. I'm going on an adventure! Yes.
Mm.
That adventure today is we are going to be talking about Squid Games. So, spoilers, we're going to spoil the whole thing from get-go. We don't care. So, spoilers throughout the whole thing. But before we start that, my main man here, Josh, had a theory you wanted to talk about.
Okay. Look, I just realized if I mention this, it will spoil Venom.
What, the Squid Game?
No, this theory that I was going to talk about.
Okay.
Wait, so you have a theory for Squid Game that's going to spoil Venom?
No. It's a Marvel theory.
Has it got to do with the multiverse?
And
has it got to do with Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay, I think I might know where this is going.
All right. So, yeah, it's your podcast. Up to you if you allow this from Josh.
Yeah, up to you.
I might as well, man. Who cares?
I feel like you're gonna hear about it anyways. So,
if it's what I think it is, which was kind of like spoiled, but I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in the MCU, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Try and tie it in.
Yeah. So, Lawrence, are you okay with hearing this as well?
Sure.
Okay, so early theory. This is how I think Venom is actually getting into the MCU. Now, you guys have all seen Loki, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You know how Sylvie kills that version of Kang and basically opens up the entire multiverse, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking the direct effects of that, because apparently that series happens around the time Far From Home is happening. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the direct effect of that brings a bunch of different people into the MCU. And I think one of them is actually Venom. And I think... So the rumored post-credit scene of Venom is he gets teleported. He's in a hotel room and he gets teleported into the MCU in the same room that he was originally in. And some guy walks in and he's like, what are you doing in my hotel room? And he looks at the TV and sees that announcement from J. Jonah Jameson in Spider-Man Far From Home where he's announcing to the world that Spider-Man is Peter Parker. So I think Loki directly affects that. And then I think whatever Spider-Man and Doctor Strange are doing in No Way Home, I think that alerts the new Kang, the evil Kang, who is potentially living in the quantum realm in that city, now that they've affected the entire multiverse, And because Spider-Man and Doctor Strange have made everything go crazy and nuts, that Kang has been alerted to all this timeline disaster. And that's when he's going to be like, I'm going to attack this this main MCU timeline because they're messing around with my, you know,
creation.
And that's why we'll see him in Ant-Man and the Wasp. But I feel like there'll be a little post-credit scene for him, either in Spider-Man or Doctor Strange 2. Kind of hyping it up like they did with Thanos.
I think most likely, you know what? He could show up earlier.
That's what I think, yeah.
I reckon he could show up in maybe Eternals. As a post-credit kind of thing.
Because another rumor is that apparently Eternals is somewhat linked to Far From Home as well. And not only that, the Hawkeye series that's coming up as well is also happening around Christmas time, which is around the time that No Way Home is happening. So there's all these things that are kind of linking to this one point in Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah, but Hawkeye is setting up, I think, Young Avengers.
Oh, yeah.
It looks like it's setting up more Young Avengers.
But there will be some crossover into Spider-Man.
Yeah.
That's just an early theory. I think Loki, well, Sylvie, brought Venom and a few others into the MCU. Mm.
Yeah, that's not a bad thing.
Mm.
I would like to see that happen.
Mm.
But, like, the way that they've marketed, it's, again, marketing technique. Like, it looks like Doctor Strange was the one that brought them in. Like, it could have been, like what you said, like, Maybe when he was doing the spell. When he was doing the spell. And as soon as he was doing the spell, that's when Sylvie stabbed Kang. And that's when the multiverse
Those multiverse events are linked.
Yeah.
Because I was trying to figure out how are they linked? How are they all coming together? But then I realized maybe it's just two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
And the events of... Because Doctor Strange says, you know, we don't know anything about this multiverse. We know very little.
Yeah.
And I think they mess around with it with their spell, and that catches Kang's attention.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That could be... That's a good one. Well, we just have to wait and see.
Yeah.
That's the main thing.
Hmm.
Mm. Anyways... Mm-hmm. Let's get back to our topic of squad games. Squad games, Alpha, Beta, Omega. Let's talk about this squad game.
Do you want to take it by episode or?
Yeah, let's do by episode. Do you guys still remember what happens in episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5?
Mostly.
It's all one big episode at this point. I don't remember how it's weird.
Anyway, so the premises behind Squid Games is it's a Korean game that they used to play as a child. So the premise of Squid Game itself, the game itself.
Oh, the game. Ooh.
The game. Is a kid's game, pretty much. It's between attackers and defenders. And pretty much the whole premise of the TV show is about playing games, advancing pretty much like a battle royale style to win, and what people do for money. You know, what's the length people will go for money, kind of thing. So, we've got our main character. I can't pronounce his name.
Gi-hun.
Josh,
do you know all their names?
Sang-woo.
Sang-woo.
Yeah. Those are the two main ones.
And then there's Ali. And then the old man. The front man, the detective.
Anyway, so
let's start off with episode one. So episode one just sets up the premises of the game where they
red light, green light.
Yeah, but it's it starts off with Gi-hun. I hope I'm saying his name right. Yeah, Gi-hun. Where he's in debt, you know. He's gambled away all his money on horse racing and stuff. So pretty much a big gambler, in debt, in need of financial aid and stuff. And pretty much, you know, he's around 40-something in this suit, like...
41.
41 or something like
middle-aged.
That. Right? Mid-aged. Anyway, so he's, you know, has a kid. Yeah. Gives his kid... What do you give his kid? A gun. No, not a gun.
Yeah, it's like a toy gun. That
toy gun.
Has a lighter in it.
Lighter, yeah.
In his defense, he did not know what was in the box.
Yeah. Yeah.
True. But that was so funny. Like, he just hands a kid a gun. It's just like, what?
It didn't seem like she was too upset about it.
Well, yeah, true. But... Yeah. Like, that's red flags right there, man. Like, seriously. Yeah.
He's anyway, got a good heart. He's
got a good heart. Yeah. But, like, anyway, so, like, pretty much he meets this business guy. He's like, let's play a game, this card game. Let's choose, you choose a color, blue, red, whatever it is. They play this game.
Basically the Korean equivalent of...
Tazos.
Australian kids playing Tazos.
Yeah. But instead of stacking them up, you have to try to flip one of the Tazos instead of stacking them up and slamming them and see how much you flip.
Actually, current Australian kids would have no idea what those are, hey?
Yeah.
As if they don't know what Tazos are.
Bring Tazos back.
Let's
Twisties,
guys,
Smith's Chips, bring
them
back.
If you're listening to this right now, just Google what a Tazo is.
Yeah. Can we get a fun story on that, on the Tazos, just a quick segue. So I remember one time I got chips and I was so looking forward to getting a Tazo that there wasn't any in it.
Oh, you got dogged.
I got dogged. And so I was so upset. And then one of our teachers from, one of my high school teachers was like, he was complaining that he opened up a packet of, like he got like a variety pack of Smith's chips and he opened up a packet and it only had like one chip in it. And so he rang up and complained and they sent him like two boxes over.
Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I might do that. So I rang them up. I go, hey, I didn't receive a Tazo in this. Oh, okay. What's the packet number? This, that. I gave them the packet number, told them what it was. Oh, okay, what's your address and stuff? And gave them all my details. Like legit a week later, I had like a box of Twisties. Like a box of Tazo Twisties and like and like a full packet of Tazos. Like I think I had like 20 of them just come in in the mail and I was like, oh hell yeah.
You're winning, mate.
Oh hell yeah.
Aren't you winning, son?
Winning. Yeah. Anyways, back to the show. So
yeah, so he's playing Korean Tazos.
Korean Tazos. And every time he loses he gets slapped in the face.
Yeah.
Like how many times he got He got
slapped. It was something like you win $1,000.
No, it was
or
like
you get to be wasn't slapped.
Wasn't it like 100,000? No.
Or whatever the conversion
whatever
is.
Whatever the conversion. Yeah.
It was like 10,001, I think.
10,000.
Yeah, it was 100,001.
Yeah.
So like, but instead of him paying the 100,001, the guy just gets to slap him.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, do you want to pay off your debt? And the guy kept playing and he started winning and stuff. And he won all this cash and he's like, Gives over this business card. Call this number if you want to play a game and get rid of your debt kind of thing. And so, you know, he sees how much he's struggling and he finds out that his daughter is leaving, going to America, you know, with his stepdad and family. So he gets pissed off with that. So he thinks by joining this game, getting money, he'll be able to keep her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or
to get custody, he needs to prove financial stability.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that's his big motivation to join the games. And then, calls up the number, joins the game. Apparently that's a real life number. That was on the back of the card.
If you're making a movie or a TV show, you really shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you should throw in like mad fake numbers. But yeah.
Actually, quickly with the numbers. Someone in a high school the year above us or the year above that, like 1 or 2 years above us, on his, you know, we can put custom text on our year 12 jerseys?
Yeah, yeah.
He put his mobile number on his jersey. What a Muppet. I don't need to finish that story. You know where that's going.
I already know where that's going. Especially if he's catching public transport. Oh, my.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
What a Muppet.
What a Muppet. Anyway, so
we're going to Squid Games.
It's going to Squid Games. And then pretty much they get the left, right, good night guess. So
yep.
I was waiting for a moment to say that.
You just love saying it, hey. It rolls off your tongue.
Left, right, good night. Mate, I'm going to be using that from now on. Thanks, Josh. Left, right, good night.
They gassed and transported.
And I wonder who... they show how they get changed into those clothes, so that's really... Mm.
Yeah. So, well, they do show it in the show, but from their perspective, they have no idea what's going on.
No idea what's
going
on.
They just wake up in a new place, new clothes.
Yeah, with the number on the thing, and then... yeah, there's 456 players. And so pretty much the premises of the game is every time a player gets eliminated, 100,000 goes into the
pool.
The pool. Mm-hmm. So every the pot. So every player is worth 100,000. And if they do get eliminated, their family is compensated, I think, 10,000 or something like that.
Hang on.
I'm pretty sure it was if everyone decides not to play the game, all the money accumulated goes to the families of the dead.
So that's otherwise
the families don't get anything.
So that's after people have like been eliminated, right?
Yeah.
That's when they stop the game. When they stop the game, and if they don't want to play back again, they'll literally,
yeah, because you don't win the money if the game stops. So yeah. If everyone decides to stop the game, then the money has to go somewhere. So it goes to the families of the people that already died.
Yeah. Anyway, so they get to that place and then they have no idea what's happening. We meet what's his name? The old man, player 001.
Mm.
The conniving.
Mm. That should have been a sign from the start.
Number one.
Yeah. I mean, it did get quite predictable. Like, I don't know if you knew. Like, I found out who the front man was in, like, episode 3.
Dude.
Is he actually the front man, though? Like, I would say that he's probably one of them.
No, he's the front man.
Of the whole thing?
Not the whole thing. He's the front man. Like, the character, the front man. The old guy's in charge of the whole thing. Yeah. He's just running it. He's like the succession. Not the successor, sorry. He's the guy that's running it, you know? So you have the owner and then you have like the CEO.
He's basically the CEO. Yeah. So there is another group that's like higher up on the chain of things.
Yeah, which is the VIPs.
Yeah.
No, not higher up. He's the highest. He's the second highest, sorry. You have the old man who was the highest. Then you have...
But there's someone still...
I don't have an answer for that. Sorry? Is there something else I can help with?
Oh my God, Siri just started talking. Why are you talking, Siri?
Yeah, flag that.
Anyways, no, there's no one higher than him.
Yeah, so who's organizing like this new round of Squid Games after episode 6? Six?
He is.
He'll probably be the front man, the guy with the black mask.
Storm Shadow.
Mm.
That's a G.I. Joe reference if anybody wants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So anyway, so let's get back to the thing. So they go pretty much sign a contract. Let's play a game. It's called red light, green light. And they have no idea what kind of game it was. And it gets pretty... my God, it gets twisted quite quickly.
Because episode one kind of just ended with the game anyway, right?
Yeah.
And that's it. No, episode one ended with them going, I don't want to play anymore.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So let's get back into it. So yeah, so pretty much what we're going to do is... that was pretty much it. The game... The games were like... life and death. It was pretty much life and death. Every time someone gets eliminated, 100,000 gets put into the pool. That was pretty much the gist of the whole TV show was games and learning important values, and there are more important things than just money. So what we decided to do is, instead of talking about each episode in depth, because we'll be here for like the next 3 hours, we're just going to talk about like the main points and the highlights of each episode. Episode one, main point, we meet the characters, the main character, meet all the main characters and meet the players. And then they introduce us to the game.
It was a good pilot episode to set everything
up. And then we had episode two, which is we find out who the front man is. Not find out who the front man is, find out that there is a front man of these games, someone that's controlling it.
Surely someone had to be in charge.
So we find out who that person is. Not directly, but we find out there is a person in charge. Pretty much episode two, the highlights were they're out of the game by this point, so they've all agreed to not play the game anymore.
Yeah.
And then they realize we're in too much debt. We need to get back and win this money. And so pretty much everyone shows back up, except for, I think it was a few players that didn't show up.
Maybe like 20 people didn't return. That was ridiculous though. So at that point, right, there's like 200 something players, right?
They got rid of 211 players, I think. So there was about 240 left.
Just over 100 people voted to go home.
Yeah.
And then about 180 people decided to return, which means like most of the people that voted to not play decided to come back.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense.
Come on, guys.
Yeah.
You know what you're in for.
Yeah. But like...
You said no.
Yeah. But my thing was like, the money still went inside the pot, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were like... But they weren't officially eliminated, so... I guess they're one of the lucky ones.
Okay. Well, yeah. There was a quote at some point in one of the episodes where they were like, keep an eye on the ones that didn't return. But they didn't really play that... Like, they didn't really back to that.
Pay it off.
Yeah, they didn't follow up that plot point.
Yeah.
So a few people have actually speculated that they're possible recruits for the employees of Squid Games.
Hmm.
The masks.
Because
you don't know anything about the staff, so like that's the just circle one possible ones. Theory. Yeah.
Yeah, because they're
like all the PlayStation shapes.
Yeah.
God damn.
Like, if you didn't return, they might seek you out to work there.
Instead, yeah. But, like, the hierarchy was there, you know, you had the circles, the triangles and the squares.
Wonder who gets to be promoted to a triangle. That's an interesting question.
Maybe the square.
No, the square's at the top. The
Yeah, maybe it's a square that's choosing who gets promoted.
So, like, just choosing random circles?
Just probably.
They'd be giving them employee evaluations and stuff.
Yeah, they get evaluated because they still know who they are. They still know who the person is.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, so that was episode two, and they go back into that. Then we have episode three. We get introduced to the second game. Is it? Yeah, the second game is episode three.
Yeah.
What was the second game again?
That's the Dalgona one, the sugar candy one.
The sugar candy.
Yeah.
Sugar candy.
And, God, like, Hold on, what's that? What's that? What's that thing? Who's that actress, the curly haired one, the Asian girl?
The Asian one.
The Asian one with the curly hair. The main girl. One of the main girls. I forgot what her name is, where she joins the gangster and joins the gangsters crew and then they
kill her. Oh, the lady. Oh, mate. Oh, yeah. She was annoying, eh?
Oh, she was so annoying.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Just bugger off.
Just stop.
Yeah, because in episode one, she was the one that just legit lost her shit. Literally. She straight up lost her shit. And then literally. And then in episode... And then episode three, she literally loses her shit just so she could go use the toilet.
Even one of the other girls was like, calm down, you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah. That's funny. So episode three is the sugar cookie, I'm going to just call it cookie, snap, like sugar cookie game.
Sugar cookie, yeah.
Where they have to cut out a shape using needles and whatever techniques they had. Some cheating involved, but let's not talk about that, but...
As if they didn't see the lighter. That's what I hate.
Yeah, as if they didn't see the lighter.
I hate how they did not see that lighter.
She threw it right in front of him. She threw it right in front of the worker.
Would that... Yeah, that would count as them breaking, like, the equality of the game, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they actually saw the lighter, they would have just shot them on the spot.
Exactly.
I reckon.
Yeah.
Because, they were... Like, I know the games are, like, ridiculous and dangerous, but they were big on... Everyone having a fair go.
Yeah. Everyone. That's why. In the later episodes, when they were doing that, the glass hopping one, where the guy was throwing marbles. They were like, okay, let's make it a bit fair and turn off the lights and let's see if he can do it or not. Yeah, kind of thing.
Nah, but that wasn't to be fair.
No, that was
the contestants. That was just to make the game more interesting.
Because they probably didn't know he had the marble, actually. So
No, they did. They did. They could see everything.
They could tell.
They could tell he had the marbles.
They knew he was going to be able to tell the glass apart.
They knew he could tell the glass apart, but I don't know if they knew he had the marble until they actually pulled it out.
Yeah,
but it didn't make a difference because he only had one. He needed two.
Yeah.
And then, waste of a marble.
And then, but it's kind of funny, like, how they were doing all these things. And so then... Episode four was tug of war. That was a bit of a how you going?
How's it hanging? More like it.
How's it hanging? How's it going? Josh, unfair, but fair. No. So that was game four, right? No, game three.
Three.
What was game four? Game four was the marbles game, right?
Yeah, here's 10 marbles each. Make up your own game.
Yeah.
God, that episode was a bit.
That was a bit wild.
Oof, that was
a roller coaster.
Well, that was a bit of a heart touching episode. Like Jesus Christ, the old man played him like a fiddle.
Yeah, You don't know that till later.
But he played him like a fiddle, and Jesus, oh my Lord, and Sang-woo,
man.
We've been calling him
Snake Woo. But you know what? Mate, all's fair in love and war. Like
it is.
You get what you get. You get what you deserve.
What was the Pakistani guy's name?
Ali,
man. He was winning. As soon as the other guy said, Give me the marbles, I'll work something out so we both get it. I knew it was that yeah. Man, why'd you trust him?
Yeah.
Bro.
But that's your own fault. You shot yourself pretty much there. Like, you can't blame Sang-woo. Like, there's only one person to blame.
Because it's a life or death thing. You got to do what you got
to
do.
You got to do what you got to do to get away with it.
As if
you
trusted him, man.
I know. But you know what was really sad? Was you know that chick, that the two girls that got partnered up?
Yeah.
So have you guys seen The Wolverine?
Yeah.
That's the
one with the Wolverine in it.
Yeah, that one. The one, the one that was... the one where they go to Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you know how that Japanese girl that was there? I thought it was the same actress because they look very familiar. I guess. It wasn't. Like, I thought it was the same actress. The only well-known person that I knew from this was the front man.
Gi-hun. Oh, the front man.
Yeah. He was the only one.
I recognize one other guy from Train to Busan. That's a good Korean movie. Yeah.
Train to Busan. Okay.
Get on that, guys.
On the list.
Zombies.
Yeah.
So Watch that before we do a zombie podcast.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, we should. Okay, so we had game one was red light, green light. Game two was
sugar candy
cutouts. Mm-hmm. Game three was tug of war. Game four was marbles. Game five was...
The glass.
Glass.
The glass, yeah.
The glass. Game six was the last game, the final.
Squid game. The squid game.
Yeah,
roll credits.
The Squid Games. Roll credits, that's it. Okay, so pretty much all you guys have to know is they play these games and it pretty much comes down to, like, two people at the end of it. So let's just talk about the games itself. Do you reckon you would have done well in any of them?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon I would have gotten through...
Let's start with game one.
Game one's easy. That'll be easy.
I just want to say, game one, watching it annoyed me so much because, so one person gets shot, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone's like, not too sure what happens. And then another person gets shot, and then everyone panics. Oh, no. And then legit 200 people, man, just get shot, and it's like. Half of them are trying to stand still because they worked out if we move, we get shot. And then the other half are just panicking like hell and they all get shot
in one
round. It's like, it's just been established you're going to die if you move and everyone's panicking.
No, but like, again, it's a situation. Like, who knows what people go through in that kind of situation, you know?
Yeah, I know. Like, oh my God, everyone just stopped moving.
Yeah.
They freaked out. But you know what was weird? When the second guy got shot, he was like halfway back to the group, and then he got shot.
Yeah,
like is it meant to be like
they had some really good shooters?
No, it was all automatic. It was all automatic.
No, I'm pretty sure there were triangle guys in those windows.
No, they were watching
machine guns,
just backup security.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But all the shots in the game were automated shots.
Automated. Oh,
okay.
But like things like what was it like? Yeah, like if you flinched, you got shot straight away. But like the guy ran halfway back and got shot. It's just like what? that game was pretty freaky.
I reckon that one. Yeah, that's
that
doable.
That was
a reasonable one.
Reasonable.
You could pass.
Yeah. Next one was the sugar cookie game.
Maybe we should try that game.
The sugar one. Yeah. We should. I can make it. We'll make it and do it.
Mm.
When we see each other, like...
Do like a live podcast.
Live podcast and do it.
Yeah.
It was that episode I knew... Sorry, I'm really bad with the games. Who's the guy that went to university?
Sang-woo.
Man, it was that episode I knew, don't trust him for the rest of the series. Because he knew what the game was.
But he didn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
And he let his mate pick the umbrella. He knew what the game was.
Yeah.
What a dick.
What a dog. He knew.
I feel like the easiest shape would have been the triangle.
Triangle or the circle?
Oh, circle would be...
No, I would say star. I reckon the triangle and the star.
Triangle.
No, because sharp edges. It's easier to do sharp edges than circular.
Yeah. Couldn't you just eat around the triangle?
Yeah, what if you just perfectly eat around the shape?
Exactly. The triangle would have been the easiest to do that, right?
There, guys, we just solved Squid Game.
We just solved...
Well, I reckon everyone that got the triangle were the luckiest in the game.
Anyways,
so then what was the next one? Tug of War. That's, again, depending on...
That was the biggest anime moment of the series.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
Full gives all these instructions and they all have like a montage and stuff. It's just like...
No, look, seeing as I've been like doing a lot of like upper body training and stuff, I reckon I could have done all right in that one.
No, but that's a team one.
Like if one person stops
just carry the whole team, mate.
Yeah, you can't carry it by yourself. Okay. All right, mate.
Carry the team.
That thing takes three steps. Whose idea was it to step forward and...
That was Sang-woo, wasn't it?
Sang-woo, yeah. He said, step forward and...
I love that. I love that. Because no one would ever think of that. No, mm. That was a mad technique.
Yeah.
I'm like, as if he doesn't think of that stuff. Then...
Mm. Oh, but that lady, man.
Oh, my God. No, you're going to kill us all.
Yeah.
Go home.
Go home.
Go home.
Go away. And then we had marbles where they're like, partner up with... And they were like, oh, I reckon strong people should partner up and all that stuff.
That
and
was then, so bad.
And then yeah. Next minute...
Everyone partnered up with someone that they wanted to be.
Yeah, yeah. And then next minute they were like...
I reckon if they knew what was going to happen,
they wouldn't have...
Completely...
Yeah. Definitely not, of course. But that was the point.
Yeah.
Well, and then that crazy lady, again, be my partner.
No one like, actually, nope. Yeah.
Nope.
And she managed to get through.
She got a buy.
Yeah.
She got a buy round. Because there was not enough even, it wasn't an even number.
Yeah.
So she got a buy round.
All right, that husband and wife, they got teamed together. That's nuts. They
dogged.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a bit. How you doing?
Well, okay, if we had to play that game, what would you have played?
What do you mean?
If we had to play a marble game to win marbles,
yeah.
What would you reckon would be the one you would win?
So there's a similar game that you play that we used to play back as kids and stuff, but it's more like lawn bowls kind of situation where there's a center, and you have to get to the closest of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's like you have to flick it. You can't throw it. You can't roll it. It's a flick.
Yeah, that marble flick.
Yeah. Marble flick. So you have to flick it. And the thing is, you can't stand up and do it. You have to be on the floor and flick it.
Mm. Mm.
So that kind of game. And the other game was, there's another one where you had to knock the marbles out, pretty much. So your opponent, you basically had to knock out. Yeah, the reverse of it. So instead of getting all your marbles into the thing, you had to knock your opponent out from the circle. So whoever knocked all of the opponent's marbles out, they win. And it wasn't that flick. It was like that flick. So you put the marble here, and you flick it like that.
Mm.
Again, it's hard to explain on visual, because it's not a visual media, but you put the marble on either your index finger or your ring finger, and it's like a fingertip, and it's like a slingshot kind of action where you have to release it and knock out the marbles.
Mm.
I reckon I would have done well in that.
I think the better marble game out of all of them was probably the one that the snake tattoo guy played.
The closest one.
Yeah.
Get in that hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was nuts, though. I knew he was going to knock his one. I knew he was going to knock his one in there. I was like, yeah.
But, oh my God, that gangster guy. Holy shit, though. MVP. MVP. MVP of the series, I reckon.
What?
No. What? He was a tosser.
What series were you watching?
Okay. And then we had Glass Game. This is where I reckon I would have stuffed up.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, but.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which
is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There was no way, like, that was purely luck. Like, there was no way you could strategically 50-50. Play that game.
Yeah, that's
unless you were the glassmaker guy.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah.
No, but wouldn't you be able to walk on the beam?
That's what I thought.
I reckon they would have shot you if you did that.
You reckon?
Yeah. I reckon if you got around a row of glass on the beam, they would have been like, nah, that's cheating, mate. Go back.
But I reckon what they would have done is, like, pretty much, if they started walking on the beam and one person makes it and then everyone starts to walk on the beam, that's when I reckon they'll start shooting, because they'll be like, okay, we can't have this happen all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
that's probably why they had the button to blow up all the glass at the end.
Yeah.
That was nuts, though.
That was stupid.
That was so bad. That was
crazy. Yeah, they're standing right there, man. You're going to cut all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was intentional.
And that chick got cut.
She got them
wrecked.
She got wrecked.
Wrecked.
Impaled.
And then they had a nice dinner, and he stole a knife, stabbed her. Straight in the neck, mate. Jesus. Mate.
Snake Wu.
Yeah. Sang Wu, mate.
Sang Wu. Sang Wu. And then they played the actual Squid Game.
Squid Game.
My God, that guy turned Super Saiyan as soon as he started playing the Squid Game. It was like, became undefeatable. It was like unstoppable. It was like his game. You know how I knew he was going to win the whole thing? From episode one?
Character. The jacket.
No. From
001.
Okay. Besides that, 001 bullshit. That's complete bullshit, man. You got to say, that has to come on. Okay, so what Josh is referring to is the old man that was 001, he peed his pants because obviously old age, and we later find out, like, why.
How did he get up on the bed?
That's what I mean. But Gihan gave his jacket to the old man to cover up his wet patch, and so the old man gave his player one jacket to sort of protect him and make sure he goes through the whole thing. What if this jackass chose number one and fell straight through in the glass game? What if he chose number one? What if he got number one?
And like, he fell. The first 10 players of that game were screwed.
Yeah. Like, yeah. What if he got number one and he fell straight through?
The guy that started running across had a pretty good idea.
Yeah, except the person behind him forgot which glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit, which
one? In that game, waiting around does nothing. Like, you just got to go for it. Like, I know you're going to die, but you got to just go for it.
And then, I classify that as...
there's a way to save yourself just before that glass smashes.
No, maybe no stand way. To the side.
Unless you somehow grab onto the beam, but then I reckon they would probably shot you.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. I don't know if they would have shot you.
I think they would have given you a fair chance to get up.
Yeah, and see if but then the next one might be, like, your downfall.
But could you imagine... Okay, let's scenario. Imagine if gangster dude... There was someone in front of gangster dude, and he fell and caught onto the beam. Gangster dude would literally pick him up and, like, force him to walk through the next one.
Yeah, because that's another panel he doesn't have to worry about if he does that.
Yeah. So he would be like, awesome. I'll help you up. Now it's your turn to go forward. I love the everyone's death. The lady just does the Titanic fall.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come with me. I'll teach you how to live.
I wonder who they were selling the body parts to. That's another plot point they didn't really...
Oh, yeah, yeah, that shit. Oh, well, no, it really
could have been anyone. Because
anyone. Yeah. It's a massive market.
It's a massive black market.
Yeah. Mm. But that was pretty strange, man, where they started, like...
It was like a syndicate within the actual...
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Yeah. Side hustle in a hustle.
And I'm sure you're already getting heaps of money for doing that, as if you needed another side hustle.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I wonder if we find out more about who these VIPs are in maybe season two.
They seem to be all over the place. Like, yeah. There was one person...
They're all invested in whatever this thing is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, again, rich people have money to do things, you know.
Mm.
Like the Asian guy said, he had so much money that they decided to create this game. So, spoiler, like, we've already spoiled majority of it. The guy behind the Squid Games is the old man.
Oh, spoiler.
Oh, damn, sorry. Forgot about it. But, yeah, you know, he started the Squid Games because him and his buddies felt, like, bored. They were bored, pretty much.
Wanted to spice things up.
Wanted to spice their life up, so they started this game. Yeah. And, yeah.
So wait, so now the detective's brother is now in charge, right?
Yeah.
I reckon.
Yeah?
Well, the old man was looking for a successor. So he thought Gian would be
the
one
that, like,
takes
slaps
over.
Everyone in the railway station. What's his position in all of this?
He's a recruiter.
He's the talent agent.
Yeah, the talent
agent. Talent agent.
Okay, can we talk about the end scene where he's about to get on the plane?
And he walks out?
Mm.
I think everyone's just yelling at him to get back on the plane. Everyone watching.
Yeah.
What are you doing, mate? Get on the plane.
No.
Bro, you're going to die.
The plane's set up.
If they don't kill him, then... No, but they wouldn't set up the plane because he wanted...
He got out fair and square. If he got on the plane, it would have meant, just forget you guys.
Yeah.
They wouldn't have done anything to the plane.
Yeah. The reason why the old man called him back was asking, why aren't you spending the money that you've won?
Hmm.
You know, because he still had money. And that old man was still playing games with him up until the end. Whereas, is someone going to help out that homeless guy or no?
Hmm, yeah.
Interesting morals there was. A bit of life lessons, you know. Not everything is about money.
Reckon Ji-hun's going to join the police in the next one?
I doubt it. But I got a feeling that the cops know what's happening. Because when the detective...
We don't know if his messages got sent through.
No, but when he was talking to his chief, he's like, what have you done now? What have you done? Like, what have you done now? Like, I don't know. It looks like the cops could be protecting that.
Possibly.
You know, it's... Again... Okay, let's talk about theories. What theories did you have, Josh? Besides that 00 player one. Mm. Only reason he won because he was wearing 01.
Do I have any theories? Well, I guess I'm pretty sure the detective is still alive.
Yeah, oh, well, that's a given.
Yeah, we'll see him in season two.
You got to take this... Like, this is cinema 101. If you don't see a death occur, that person is not dead. Like, if you don't see him actually die, if you don't see the person actually die, that person is not dead. one, the detective, you don't see him die, he just got shot. Two, you don't see the old man die, you just hear a gunshot.
Yeah. It's just going to be like Extraction.
Third one. Yeah. What the hell was that? That reminds me. What the shit?
They're making a second one.
I know. Why?
What, Extraction?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're making Extraction too.
With Hemsworth.
Yeah, yeah, with Hemsworth. Yeah. He survives
that.
He survives a wound to the neck. You know how he learns how to survive? Deep water breathing. What the shit, man?
What Lawrence is just like, what?
Why would you get extracted again? You already extracted the first time, almost died. Just let it be.
That's a movie we have to talk about because that was a pretty good movie.
Mm.
My favorite part was when he straight up just slapped the kid in the face.
Oh, yeah, I remember
That was the best part. So just kids comes out and just goes, bang! Just slapped him in the face and the kid went flying. It's like, Jesus! Holy crap. It's like, anyways, back to the squad games. You don't see the girl die, the one that Snake Wu stabbed. You don't see her die.
What, the one that pulled him off the bridge?
Yeah. Yeah. No.
She would have died.
They walked in with the coffin and everything. They put her in the
furnace. No, they didn't. Show putting her in the furnace.
They didn't show her hitting the ground when she fell off that bridge, but you see her falling off the bridge.
We're not talking about curly hair.
Who are we talking about?
Who are we talking about?
What girl?
The short haired one. The last three players.
Oh, yeah, man, she's dead.
No, she's alive.
Dead. No. They put her in the furnace.
What Squid Games were you watching?
I think I downloaded the wrong one. mate.
I mean, it would have been good if she survived.
You know what episode was really, like, effed up? Was where they started killing each other? Like, in the
with the lights area? Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, the riot. Yeah,
the riot. It's like, Jesus.
I think it was, like, in episode one, or maybe possibly two, they basically said that the amount of money in the pot is directly linked to how many people die. And as soon as they said that, I'm like, man, they're going to start killing each other just for the sake of making the pot bigger.
Yeah.
And then, this is obviously going to be season two.
Well, hang on a sec. If they knew what the last game was, and they still had like 200 people.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny. Now, the games were designed in a way to
so they were probably make the
number as small as possible.
Like
the Marvel game automatically halves the number.
Yeah.
Automatically, yeah.
Yeah.
No, but then it's still like,
so obviously they probably would have had contingency plans.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, but like, if we're talking about like the Marvel game and stuff, like it was still after, like, you'll think people there'll be odd number, even numbers left, but then it turns into odd numbers because, hang on a second, this is what I'm gonna get. If there is, how many were left?
Well, for what?
So there was 30. There was 31 players left that went into the marble game. So they got 15. There was 15 pairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? So there was 15 pairs. One, the curly-haired chick survived because, you know, by round. So she had, you know, time to work on her skills. So out of the 30, 15 survived, which made up the 16 players to go into the next one. Yeah, okay, makes sense now. Because I'm just thinking, like, if it automatically halves it, how was there 16 players left? And then I realized that, like,
you got it.
The curly-haired girl, like, didn't participate. I call bullshit on that. She should have been eliminated.
She should have been eliminated.
Yeah.
No, they should have made her play, like, a special one-player game.
Oh, yeah.
Like you're not getting a bye.
Do the cookie game again.
Just do the cookie game.
But this time, don't cheat. Because we saw you and you cheated. Oh, man. But anyways, like, let's talk about spin-offs. Not spin-offs. Let's talk about other Battle Royale sort of similar ones.
I just quickly before we touch on that, I just want to throw this idea out. So you know how they implied that there's they were doing this all over the world, different countries, different versions of the Battle Royale Squid Games?
Yep.
So some people have been talking about what would the games be like if they were in your country, because some of those games were very Korean specific.
Mm.
So what kind of a game would we have in Australia?
Oh yeah.
Hopscotch.
What are some Australian specific ones?
Like hopscotch.
Nah, it's more of just a general Western one.
No. They were playing that on the glass. That was the glass game.
Sega, did you have at any point, was one of your high school like activities, was it ever like dancing? Group dancing?
No.
Okay. Because in my first high school before I went to...
You know what will be one?
Well, just do the nut bush for 5 minutes.
Yeah. No. No, come on, guys. You should know this. T-ball. But that's more of a, like, that's more of a, like, a team kind of base kind of team game.
Mate, just cross-country there.
Cross-country. Now we're just listing stuff we did in school.
I know. Cross-country, yeah, exactly. It's a cross-country.
Yeah, that could be one. That could be one.
Yeah.
It's not Australian specific.
No, true.
Again, this is not Australian Australian as well, but jump rope. You know how you have to do the... especially if they introduce two people, like skipping...
Just be like Western games. Like, I don't know. Like,
what's an Aussie game? What's an Aussie game, Lawrence?
Yeah, like bocce ball. Lawn bowl.
Bocce ball. It's not called bocce ball. I know you like calling it.
It's bocce. The bocce ball.
Nah, lawn bowls, yeah?
Nah, lawn bowls is an Australian. That's everywhere.
Oh, but if you're not wearing shoes, then it's Australian.
Then it's Australian. Lawn bowls on bindies.
Cricket.
There we go.
The bindi sprint.
The bindi sprint. That's a sports bet thing.
No. What other options are there?
Skull and a beer.
Yeah, like a...
Oh yeah, I like that.
Should we?
Yeah.
Imagine a round of Squid Games, but it's like a drinking game.
Yes. Should we, mate?
Oh, hang on. You know how we have that Australian Formula One driver, Ricardo?
Yeah.
He won a race a little while back, and he made...
He did the
boss of the team do a shoot. Yeah.
I saw that. He forced him.
Yeah, all right. Let's say,
mate,
that's one game. Doing a shoey.
We'll come back to this one. We'll work it out.
Oh, Tarzos. We'll talk about that before.
That's the entry game, Tarzos.
That's the... Nah, entry game is rock, paper, scissors. Oh, I got one. What's the game that they play on Anzac Day? Two up. Yeah.
Two up.
They could do that. They could do that with the part, like the marble game.
That's the final round.
No, two replace. Up. Yeah. And then the winner has to do a shoey.
To anyone that doesn't know, two up is heads or tails with two coins.
Three.
And it's... No, it's two coins.
Isn't it three? And you have to get two of the same? Coins. You have to get two of the same?
No, you just bet on what you think the flip's going to be.
Oh, it's two coins. Yeah, it's two coins. It's either heads or tails, or tails, or heads.
And it's illegal to play and gamble on it on any day of the year except Anzac Day.
That's the only day where it's allowed.
You're not allowed to play it unless it's Anzac Day. It's in the law.
It's in the law. It's actually written in the Australian Constitution.
Our country's mad, eh?
Yeah.
What are the Australian activities?
So other battle royales.
Mate, tell me about it.
I think you can't have a battle royale discussion about Hunger Games.
No, yeah, Hunger Games is one. That's, I gotta say, that
that's
was
the go-to.
But you know what's funny? Squid Games was made before, like, Squid Games was written before Hunger Games.
So apparently, the films or the book?
When was the book made? Wasn't the book in the 2000s as well? Like, there's 2009?
No, not Squid Game book, the Hunger Games book.
Hunger Games books. Book. Books. When was that written, Hunger Games?
I feel, because I know, like, Squid Games was being written, like, 10 years ago, but I'm sure the Hunger Games book's a bit older than that.
I'm having a look.
Mate, flag it.
Books. Oops. All right, cool. Novel series was 2008.
Yeah, there we go.
So, Squid Games was written in 2009.
Ooh, just.
Could it? Could it be? But then again, like, it takes, like, God knows. Like, the book, like, it takes so long to make like, scripts and stuff, so I don't think he would have copied.
But Battle Royale is just such a broad idea. I think how you implement that idea is what sets you apart. So, like, Squid Game is very different to Hunger Games.
And then compared to Battle Royale itself, the actual thing, compared to, Alice in Borderland? Is it Alice in Borderland? Alice in Borderland. Yeah.
That's another one that's on Netflix at the moment. That's not really a battle royale though, but it's just, it is about life or death games.
Yeah, survival. So that's a kind of good game. Could we classify a death race in this? In it?
Kind of, I guess. Death race is death race is good.
I mean, like, it's a good thing, but would you classify it as a sort of a,
I wouldn't call it a battle royale,
no.
But one battle royale movie I did like was called The Condemned.
Yeah.
I think I brought it up last time. The these rich guys pay for a bunch of death row inmates. They buy them, they dump them on an island, and they're like, first last one to survive on this island gets their freedom and like $1 million cash. Yeah. So battle royale, start killing each other. And then they broadcast the whole thing on the dark web.
Yeah, like normal people do, but yeah, pretty good. Got a bit predictable quite easily, but yet still had some twists and turns. I would give it a solid 8.5 out of 10.
Squid Games?
I would give it a solid 8.5 Squid Games out of...
8.5 squids.
8.5 squids out of 10 squids.
What?
Yeah. It was alright. It was interesting.
8.5 calamaris out of 10.
Mate. Never waste a calamari. Oof. Anyways, that's enough of Squid Games. Did you guys want to talk about anything else in Squid Games? Or we've covered pretty much most of it.
I think we've covered some...
Everything's been done.
Go and watch it. If we've spoiled it for you, well, sorry. Too bad.
Oh, actually... Well, there's a bunch of news articles going around, hey, about primary school kids playing Squid Games in school.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
Why is that a thing? Who's letting their kids watch it?
Why is that a trend in primary schools? What kind of games specifically? What are they playing?
They're probably touching on the themes of it.
If they're playing red light, like, green light, then that's pretty normal. I don't think kids are shooting each other.
Like they're not killing each other.
Yeah.
But they're calling games Squid Games and like saying, oh, if you haven't watched the show, you can't play with us and stuff like that. And it's just like, it's very specific references to Squid Games. Like,
yeah, but that's,
how do they know about
but it? But like red light, green light is that wolf game that we used to play.
That's what we call it here. The
Mr. Wolf. What's the time, Mr. Wolf?
What's the time, Mr. Wolf? Yeah. That's one of the Australian games. That's the first Australian game.
What's the time, Mr. Wolf? 9 o'clock. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
That's 100% the first game.
We figured it out.
Yeah.
We'll call it the Wolf Games.
We need some sort of fairy bread round.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, cut a shape out of fairy bread. Yes. Or make lamingtons.
Make a lamington.
No, no, no. They've got to eat. They've got to pass the test of eating Vegemite.
If they don't
like Vegemite, then they're eliminated.
No. I got even something even better. Something even better.
Mm.
Just Weed-Bix by itself. Without milk.
No. Okay.
You have to smash.
What if you got your Aussie meat pie, and the shapes are on it, right? The star or whatever, and you've got to put the tomato sauce in the shapes and not go over the line. If you go over the line, you get
shot. How about this one? How's this one for another one? Right? You're at a footy stadium. You have to go from the ground to the top of the stadium holding 8 beers in that tray without spilling any.
Yeah, 8 schooners.
8 schooners without spilling any.
Now, the last shake, instead of the umbrella, it's 4 and 20 logo.
It's like, no, mate, you have a kangaroo, you have a koala.
I should just be eat the meat pie, but don't make any mess.
Like, straight out, hot. And if you go...
No. You've got to put the tomato sauce in the shapes. That's where it's at.
So we've got, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? We've got... I reckon we should go with cut the shapes out of fairy bread.
Mm.
Meat pies, we can do something else with meat pies.
There needs to be a nut bush endurance round.
That's a tug of war round. So instead of doing tug of war, you get a group of people doing the nut bush, and the first group to tire out loses.
Yeah.
And the Macarena as well.
Oh, like, you have to have the three. You have to have the Macarena, the nut bush, and what's the other one? There's always another one.
Mate,
there's
heel and toe. Three. Heel and toe is where it was.
What song was that?
I don't know the dance.
I had to do that dance in my first high school that I went to.
Heel and toe and round we go.
Pretty much. It's just like one of those...
It was some cowboy song.
Yeah,
cowboy,
it's a cowboy song.
So those three...
It's heel and toe, slide, right? Slide, slide.
Yeah. So, okay, every half an hour... No, every 10 minutes, the song changes and you have to get with the beat. So you have to do the Macarena, and the next minute the nut bush is on, so you have to seamlessly transition into the nut bush. And
yeah,
then
seamlessly transaction.
Transition.
Yeah, it's pretty much going to be a seamless transaction.
The end of it. And then, so we've got, what's the time, Mr. Wolf? We've got fairy bread cutouts.
Wait, hang on, I just remembered something. Why did they put the credit card in his mouth? Everybody's in the limo. And he, like, falls
as
out.
As if no one stole it.
Yeah.
All right, I think we talked about this.
I don't know, it's way too much. All right, guys. So that's it for Squid Games for today. Josh, mate, what have you been reading, doing?
Mate, I've just started season 3 of You. Oh, whatever.
Of
whatever.
Me?
Am I?
What?
The series called You. Y-O-U.
Me.
Me.
Saika.
No, you.
I have a series on Netflix. Wait, Lawrence has a series on Netflix.
Who?
This is the one thing I hate about, like, trying to explain this show to people. It's like, I've been watching You. They're like, what, me?
Wait, what? That's creepy. What are you watching me for?
Get out, mate.
Nah, it's a great show.
1v1 me Squid Games.
it's a great show. Season 3 is just wild.
Get into it. Yeah, I need to get into that. That's the new one, right? Season 3?
Yeah, just came out. He's got a baby now.
Yeah, that's weird. That's weird.
No, it's great. It's great. That's what I've been watching. I'm thinking of getting a new game because I've finished Deathloop now.
Did you realize that what's her name is your daughter? Not daughter. Daughter, yeah.
Yeah.
It's daughter, right? Yeah.
So at the end of it, Yeah. Juliana's actually my daughter.
Juliana's your daughter, yeah.
Plot twist.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, now, spoilers for that game.
I think there was two or three endings. I only know of the two. The first ending was like, you can kill her and end the loop, I think.
But oh, the other one is she kills you and you go back.
No. The other one is you spare her life, which I did because I didn't know I could click the mouse at that point in time. So I didn't know I could shoot her.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the loop just restarts and that's it. It's like...
Nice.
It's like, so we're going to keep doing it and like keep killing each other for eternity, pretty much.
Sounds fun.
The other one is, like, I think you kill her, but she, like, she gets really upset and, like, you wake up back where you start, but it's, like, I don't know, it looks like there's an apocalypse happening or something, so they're, like, they put themselves in the loop to probably avoid all of that. Yeah.
Too confusing.
Yeah.
What about you, Lawrence? What have you been watching, reading, doing, playing?
Oh. You know me, I'm really into buying games that are a few years old because they're a lot cheaper. So I just bought Detroit Become Human.
Oh.
I've been meaning to play that.
No spoilers. I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
Yuck.
How are you finding it?
Big fan of the games where you can,
choose your own adventure.
How you want to play.
Yeah, I hate it.
I hate that game. I can't deal with it.
That game or that style of game?
That style of game. I can't. It's just...
Wait, but didn't you play the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic?
Yeah, but that was ages ago. It was a different concept.
Yeah, but like Heavy Rain, Beyond Two Souls, like where it's just like all choices. Yeah.
Press X to doubt.
That's X to Sean, wasn't it?
Sean!
See, I haven't played Heavy Rain, so I've like there's a lot of things that I haven't played.
That was a good story though.
Oh.
Except for the plot twist. The plot twist, like, what? X to Sean.
Yeah. How'd you go with Last of Us?
Oh, yeah. Finished Last of Us, man. Oh, my God. The ending.
Now you got to do number two.
No, number one.
I did just play number two. Man, that's just one big revenge cycle. Can everyone just calm down?
Yeah.
Like,
no, we all need to play Back for Blood.
Yeah, that was the thing.
The PlayStation needs to do a sale.
But what about that kid that gets knocked the F out straight away? Like,
the Asian kid?
No, the other one. The one that's got the bow and arrow. And the guy straight out decks him and he goes straight into the garage.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Because they were killing her. And then the whole thing is just... But you know, you can play... Who is it? You can play as different people.
It's Ellie and the other chick.
The other girl.
Abby.
Abby, yeah. Is it you kill Abby or you kill Ellie?
Can you manipulate the story? Because when I played it, they both survive.
No, you can kill both. You can kill one or the other, I think. There's an ending where you can kill one of them.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I think there is.
Okay, because... I didn't know that. I played it.
Hold on. Let me find out.
And they both survived.
Actually, you know what?
Josh, you haven't played this, eh?
No. I've played a bit of the first one, and I got stuck somewhere, and then I just didn't play it after that. Because I had it on PlayStation 3. I thought it would be a great idea to buy a PlayStation 3, and I never really touched it. I played it like three times, and then it was like, no.
Man. Legit, Left for Dead, Last of Us 2, there's so many points in the game where you think the game is going to end. And then it's like, nah, now I'm going to go on a revenge rampage. And then it kickstarts another story arc. And you think that's going to end. And it's like, nah, now I'm going to do a revenge rampage. And it's just like, everyone just go home. Just go home, everyone. Relax.
Oh, no, it's just, no, you verse each other. Abby versus Ellie. Like,
yeah, right at the end, you have a punch on
each other, yeah.
Actually, I like those games where you're kind of like choosing your own adventure and unintentionally you end up getting like the best possible result. Like, you've been doing all this chaotic like answers, but like at the end of the game, somehow like someone's supposed to die, right? But you've just somehow saved everyone.
But that's like what's that game that they're not making anymore? Like Wolf's Tale or something.
That was, it happened to me in Mass Effect, one of the Mass Effects. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah, Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, I somehow made them all survive.
Man, everyone makes someone, at least one person die in that last mission. I don't know how you did it.
Yeah, I was screaming like, how did I do this? I'm pretty sure one, like some of the team hated me, but they're alive, so...
You made it.
Yeah.
Hang on, I want to bring this up. So there's this... I was watching this list video where, like, it's about games where you, like, a minute, you, how you play manipulates the story, and, like, you, when you select a dialogue option, what happens afterwards is not what you expected. And I forget which what it was, but there was this one game where, and then your character is in a bar, and you're talking to someone, and one of the options is glass him. And then, apparently... Like, the majority of the people playing in this one particular country selected Glacium, thinking Glacium meant give him a drink.
Oh, but it was... Yeah, we know what Glacium means.
And, but we know what Glacium means. And then the guy got glass and everyone's like, what was that?
What's happening?
I just wanted to give him a drink.
It's a bit of a...
How do you not know what glassing someone... That should be a Squid Game round for Australia.
Glassing someone.
No, that's just what everyone will be doing when the lights go out.
Yeah.
Boy, come here, mate. Round. Me, I haven't been... I finished off Ted Lasso, season 2. That's a good, fun little thing on Apple TV. Would recommend that. That's pretty interesting. It's pretty good.
Who uses Apple TV?
Well, to watch Ted Lasso, I have to. Well, plus it came free with my new phone. I don't know if I just told you. I got the new phone. I got a new I got the new iPhone 13 Pro Max.
Oh, yeah.
I want to use that cinema mode, cinema the 4K. Lens.
Oh, yeah.
4K ProRes.
Yeah.
You know?
I love how the designers for the phone just pretty much reposition where the camera is each one they come out with.
No, this
got to change it somehow.
This thing still has the same camera position as the last one.
No.
It's just the 13 and the 12 that have the different camera positions. This one still has the same one, but holy shit, the camera's quite chunky.
Apparently AirPods 3 is coming out soon.
There was an AirPods 2?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I've got the AirPods 2.
AirPods 2 were the slightly smaller version, and they also had like a rubber bit at the end. And everyone hates the rubber bit, so now they're going back. Like, so AirPods 3 is going to be like AirPods 1, but like small, without the rubber bit on the tip of the bud.
You mean AirPods Pro?
Yeah.
Mate.
The AirPods don't have rubber tips at the end. It's the AirPod Pros that have the rubber tips at the end.
Yeah, AirPods 2 have it.
No, I've got AirPods 2. They don't have it.
Don't get me started.
Hold on.
Oh, now he's going to go check, hey? See what you made him do?
They're normal. It's the pros. You're talking about the pros. Like, that's there. That's
mate, it. That's AirPod 1.
That's regular AirPods.
Yeah, that's regular AirPods.
You're talking AirPod about one. AirPod Pros. There's no such thing as AirPod 2. AirPod 2s is the second generation.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, second generation is this.
No, the smaller one.
Yeah, Pros. Is it's called Pros? AirPod Pros.
I thought it's AirPod 2 because they're calling the new one AirPod 3.
AirPod 2.
AirPod 3 is the new generation one.
Yeah.
Two Air 2 Pod.
Hold on. Yeah, I'll show you, mate.
All right, now he's going to do a Google search.
Mate,
has the podcast ended?
Nah, we're still
podcasting. Nah, we're still podcasting because I need to factually correct you.
No, go on Bing because we're number one on
you're
Bing.
You're talking about that.
Yeah, that's
AirPods Pro.
Yeah, which is also called AirPods 2.
No, it's not.
AirPods 2.
Second generation.
Yeah.
AirPods third generation.
AirPods 3.
That's the third generation, not the second.
It's AirPods different. 3.
It's, actually, I want to get this. Thanks for telling me about it. How much is it?
Yeah, like 240 something.
Bullshit.
Pretty sure. Yeah.
Order.
No, look. They got AirPods Max? What's
what?
That?
What? What?
Yeah.
Why would you pay $280 for these? Are they that amazing?
Okay, when did I buy my AirPods from New Sega? Like 2018, yeah?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. They're still going good.
I had to get new ones. I had to get new ones because my ones got stolen. So I had to get new ones. So that's the only reason that I upgraded. Otherwise, I've had these for quite a while.
That steal it. Like,
you should get the free engraving that they're offering.
Yeah, I'm going to get that. I don't know if I should get this or not.
Man, if you steal earbuds, mate, there's like earwax and everything. Like, why?
No, so get this, all right? So this is my, this is my third pair. My first pair was lost. I lost my first pair because I lost one of the headphones. I don't know where it was. And so I got another pair. That pair got stolen. The second one got stolen because I was charging it in my office, and next minute it was gone, and you know
that so didn't stolen by a coworker.
So stolen by someone at work, and pretty much, they did nothing about it, you know, because there was no proof that it was stolen, because you know no cameras and stuff. And so then I bought the wireless charging version of this. So this is the wireless charging. And I think I might get these AirPods third generation because they look pretty sick.
AirPod 3.
Again, look, second generation.
I don't get why they call AirPods Max. Like, the Max one does not make sense to me. Apparently, like, the reason why they're AirPods is because they're like pods for your ears.
Yeah, but this is maxed out.
This is maximum pod.
But it's not a pod because it's going around the ears, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's maximum pod.
All right, guys, I think we should wrap it up because we've gone way over time. Anyways, thanks for joining us today on the Mad About Pop Culture podcast. We had a good, fun topic to talk about today. Squishy Joshy, where can they find you, buddy?
You can find me at Squishy Joshy, and on Instagram it's Squishy_Joshy.
And TD Project, Mr. Tempo.
Yeah, you have to go to the URL bar and type in facebook.com/tempodrummer.
All one word.
I'll have your link down below. Same with Josh's.
I don't know what the at is for my page. No one's going to tell me.
No, it's just T.D. Project. That's it.
No, but if
if the URL is tempodrummer.
No, it's Tempo Drummer.
Tempo Drummer doesn't take you there either.
No,
you have Tempo Drummer. Actually type in facebook.com/Tempo Drummer, otherwise you can't mind it.
No, because I the episode that got released, if you go onto the description, it's got your link in it. That'll take you to your page.
Yeah, but if you just go at Tempo Drummer or at TD Project, you're not going to get there. Type in
just
facebook.com.
Just follow the link. Follow the link. And guys, you can catch me on Insta at SegaSing23. We have been The Map, and good night.
See yous.
Yeah, I guess I'll see you around, hey?
Yep. All right, boys. Today's episode is brought to you by Surfshark VPN. Click on the link down below for further information.